Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yutes in Meseches Megillah. It is the 736th daf in Shas. This is a sentimental one for me. I'm sitting now in our backyard, which is, there's a heavy sun in Ramat Beit Shemesh. It's quiet. There was unfortunately a siren last night, but I'm zocheh to enjoy the Avira Deretz Yisrael Shemachkim B'schus the Mesiras Nefesh of our soldiers. I spoke today with Stephanie Strauss, who is the director of YU Israel, and her son, who's a soldier, knows many of those who have fallen. And it's Yev Shalitar, it's impossible to describe and to even understand what it is to be a young man and people you've slept next to in the trenches fell B'schus Shmiras Artzeinu HaKdosha. Particularly for me, this is the last daf that I'm going to learn with you this time around. In other words, this man from the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. So I came outside. Sometimes I learn with you from the study. But to really feel the Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim in all of its beauty, sometimes I like to go outside and learn under the tree. And I decided to do that because we are going to go visit the grandparents. My parents, may they be well, and my wife's parents, may they be well, in the States, and her great-grandparents, Baruch Hashem. We're going to do that for the Bein Hazmanim. I'll be with the Talmidim in Tisha B'Av, as well as some days both before and after. So it's hard to part with the Avir Deretz Yisrael, even when it's something that's necessary. The Gemara says two lines from the top on Yutes Amad Alf, Achetek Suva Ashuris, that the halacha is, we learned in the first mission, the second parak of Megillah, that the Megillah needs to be written in the print of the Torah that's called Ksav Ashuris, the very particular script. It says the Gemara Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Kichsavam Uchizmanam, that Mordechai and Esther had instructed the Jews to keep Purim. And the pasuk says in Perek Tes, Zayin kimu v'kibul ha'yehudim aleim v'al zorah v'al kol ha'nilvim aleim v'lo yavor li'es oisim eshnei ayon me'ele kichsavam v'chizmanom. In its way it was written and in its time. B'chol shana v'shana. So the way it was written is in Ksav Ashuris. Al ha'sefer u'bidyo. It has to be written on parchment. Then we think, Minolan. How do we know that? Says the Gemara. Now that we set forth Tes Chavav of kichsavam v'chizmanom, we learn how Xerishav Ksiv 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 Hacha. Over here it says Vatikasev Esther Malka, and we know that that Ksav is Kichsavam is Ashuris Uksiv Hasam, and the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Vayirmelehem Baruch Mipiv, and Baruch said that this pasuk is very much Nogea Diyom for us during the Bein Hamitzarim. Yirmiyahu Lamed Vav Vav is an important parak. I'm going to digress in a way that's not characteristic for Daf Yomi to bring out an important point about the Tisha B'Av, the 9 days, and Megillah Seicha. In Perek Lamed Vav, Yirmiyahu describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kach lecha Megillah Seicha v'chasavta le'ez kol ha'dvar m'sher d'arbarti alecha al Yisrael v'al Yehuda v'al kol ha'goyim. Write down all of the things that I've told you, that if you don't do tshuva, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Then Yirmiyahu calls to his faithful Talmud, Baruch ben Neriah, who's referred to as Baruch HaSofer, and it says, Vayichtov Baruch mipi Yirmiyahu is called the Rei Hashem asher diber alav al Megillah Sefer. Ultimately, that Megillah is read in front of Melech Yehoyakim, and instead of listening to the Dvar Hashem, Melech Yehoyakim has the Megillah burnt. Now those nevuas that were burnt, Rashi tells us, both in Yirmiyahu as well as in Eicha, that was prakim of Megillas Eicha. And then the pasuk says that words were added, Perek Gimel of Eicha was then added to it. We've discussed this on Tisha B'Av. I think we have this recorded in Shiurim to explain what exactly is the difference between what was written originally and then what was burnt. So Megillas Eicha is written by Yirmiyahu, particularly in that context of those Megillas that were written by Baruch ben Neriah. Now that Megillah is what the Gemara is referring to over here as well. Ksiv Hasam Vayomelam Baruch Mipivi Kare Eli Eskol Hadvarim Aela. This is in Pasuk Yud Ches of that Perek, where people wonder to Baruch, where do these psukim of Eicha come from? And he says, Vayomelam Baruch Mipivi Kare Eli Yirmiyahu said them these things to me. It's called Varmela Vani Kosev Al HaSefer Badyoy, and I wrote it down on a book in ink. So what do we see? When it comes to ksiva, it has to be written b'sefer b'dyo. It has to be written both on parchment and in ink. Says a new Mishnah, seven lines from top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph in Meseches Megillah. Ben Yir Shalach LeKrach, Uben Krach Shalach LeIr. If a person who normally lives in the city went to a village, and went from a village went to a city, Im Asad Lachsel Mekoymei Karim Kim Mekoymei. If he's going to return to his place, so then in such a case he reads like from that place. Vimlav Kairiman. But if he's not going to return to that place, then he reads like those people for where he is. Of course, this is Gepaskent in Shulchan Aruch. We follow this way, that if a person is leaving a city and he intends to go back, so to that city, so then in such a case, say he's coming from an unwalled city and he's going to a walled city, if he's just going for a visit, so then in such a case he still has the halacha of an unwalled city person. There are many, many, many details to that discussion. I think because we're leaving shortly to the States, I will not be able to learn with you for the halacha from the daily daf, but that is a very, very important topic with a lot of beautiful nuances, which is very much here, halacha l'maisa in Eretz Yisrael, and people go visiting on Purim. And where do you need to start reading the Megillah to be yotze? Rameir says, no corners cut. You got to read the entire Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Me'ish Yehudi. It's only Ma'ake from the Pasuk of Ish Yehudi. Hayabish Ushan Habira. Of course, the recognizable Pasuk that we read together with the Tzibur towards the beginning of Perek Beis. Rabbi Yossi offers a third opinion, Me'achar Hadvar Ma'ela, from the beginning of the third Perek, which, of course, the Baal Kore raises his voice, and he says, Achar hadvarim ha'ele gidal. This is the description of Achashverosh raising. Ish Yehudi, Yabishu Shana Bira, the well-known pasuk that we say together towards the beginning of Perek Beis, that is Ma'akev for Megillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, from the pasuk, Achar hadvarim ha'ele gidal ha'melech Achashverosh, when Achashverosh raised up Haman. So those are the three opinions in the Mishnayis, of which pasuk is Ma'akev. Amar Rava loy shanu ela she'asad lachzor b'leile yudalit. A very, very important rule from Rava. Rava says that all of the above halachos, that a benir, we didn't really entirely spell out what the benir is. The benir is someone from an unwalled city that goes to a walled city. If he intends to return, so then in such a case, he has a din of someone who came from an unwalled city. What does it mean? She'asid lachzar. Says Rava loyshanu ela she'asid lachzar b'leile yudalit. That if you have someone, let's say from Beit Shemesh, who went to visit Yerushalayim, and he intends to return on the night of the 14th. Aval ein asid lachzar. But what if he's going from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim, and he doesn't intend to return, B'leile Arba Asar Kariman, then in such a case, he has a din of a Yerushalmi. We're going to see in a moment, here in Purim language, it's referred to as, he's considered as, no longer being a Pruz being unwalled cities. Amar Rava Mino Amina La Dich. How do I know this? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Al-Kein HaYehudim HaProzim HaYoshvim Ba'arei HaProzos. Therefore, those who live in the unwalled city, the pasuk goes on to say, read on the 14th. Michti, ksiva ha'yehudim ha'prozim. Why is it says the Jews from the unwalled cities? Lamali l'michtav ha'yoshvim bari ha'prozos. It's very much repetitious. Why does it say who live in the unwalled cities? Ha'kamashman is coming to teach us the pruz ben yomo nikra pruz, that someone who is from an unwalled city, even for a day, is considered an unwalled person. So therefore, if he's coming to Yerushalayim to visit Beit Shemesh, and he's sleeping in Beit Shemesh now for simplistic purposes, even though this will get a little bit complicated in terms of the poskim, but he's sleeping in Beit Shemesh for both the 14th and the 15th, so then in such a case, he now is considered a pruz. Asks the Gemara, Ashkecham pruz, I understand that happens in regards to a pruz who's sleeping over in Yerushalayim. What about the inverse? Mukaf minalan. What about the above-mentioned case that we mentioned, and that is a Ben Yerushalayim going to Beit Shemesh? How do we know that once he sleeps in Beit Shemesh on the night of the 15th, he doesn't keep Purim on the 15th. Says the Gemara, Svaru, it's logical. Medipruz ben yom kari pruz. If he is become a Beit Shemesh, excuse me, from being a Beit Shemesh person to become, wait a second, the other way around, that if a person go from Yerushalayim to become a Beit Shemesh person in one day, the Gemara was asking, how would the same apply from someone who goes from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim? Mukav ben Yomo, certainly, says the Gemara, someone who wants to become a Ben Yerushalayim, so if he's there, he sleeps over in one day, Kari Mukav. Why? Because Yerushalayim is even more chashur, presumably. So if the halacha is that by sleeping over in Beit Shemesh one day you undo your status as a Ben Mukaf, certainly you could raise yourself up and lose your status as a Ben Pruz by going to a Makom HaMukaf. Ve'amar Rava, and Rava taught us another halacha. Ben Kfar, we've learned in the past that people in the villages would move up their Kriya to the Yom HaKnisa. So you had an individual who moved, who read his Megillah earlier because he was a villager during the Yom HaKnisa, Shahalach Li'ir. But now he went to a city that read on the Yudalit. Benkach u benkach kore imam. He reads with them. Whether he intends to go back or whether he went back on the night of the 14th or not. My time. What's the reason for that? Hai kibnei ha'ir boi lemikri. Really, he should have been reading on the 14th, as it is. But they made a leniency on those who lived in the villages, and we discussed the detail of that leniency and the nature of that leniency on Daf Dalit. It was done on behalf of the people in the city. Now, what exactly those words on behalf means, so that we discussed on Daf Dalit. But the bottom line is that really their core chiyuv was on the 14th, and it was done in order that produce and business and food be provided. That's only that we allowed them to read earlier and not read on the 14th when they're in their original villages. But if they're in the city, you go back to the Korachi of Baile Mikre, then they have to read like the rest of the city people. Says the Gemara, Abaye asks the following question. We learned in our Mishnah, Ben Krach Shaholach Li'ir, that if you have somebody who is from a walled city that goes to an old one, old walled city, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Kore Kimikomo. Now, this was the case we learned in the Mishnah, but the Braisa that Abaye quotes contradicts some of the things that we just learned. And that is that Abaye asked in a Braisa we learned that a Ben Krach, if he reads on the 15th, he always reads like his original pace. In other words, he reads on the 15th. And Abaye continues the question, Ben Krach Sal Kadaitach? Now, it can't mean, Abaye points out, this Braisa makes no sense if you say that we're talking about a Ben Krach. Because then the Braisa would contradict the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we said, Be'im Asa Lachzor Talimel, said, all depends on his intention whether to go back or not. El Alav, continues Abaye, it must be that in place of the word Ben Krach, which means, of course, someone who reads the Megillah on the 15th, because it's a walled city, you must be, the appropriate girsa is Ben Kfar. That must be a village person. And what do we see from here? We see from here that a village person, what did the Braisa say? A British village person is Kairei Kimikoimai, which means if he goes to a city, he does not read like the city. Responds Rava, V'lav Tirutzi Mitartzta? Didn't we already answer Tani? The way you should read it is Kairei Imahen. Not Kairei Kimikoimai, but Kairei Imahen, he reads with them, on the 14th. If he's in the city on the 14th, if he comes from a village where they read earlier. We learned in our Holy Mishnah, Meheichan Kairei Adam Es HaMegillah, where does the Chiyuv of Megillah begin? Comments the Gemara, Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Rashbi, Rav Shem Mayichai Oimer, Mi Balayla Hu, a fourth position, Balayla Hu, Nodido Shnas HaMelech, where the drama of the Megillah begins, which is the beginning of the sixth parak. Am Rabbi Yochanan Kula Mikra Echad Darshu. The three opinions in our Mishnah, where we had Rabbi Meir said the whole Megillah, Rabbi Yehuda says Meish Yehudi, Rabbi Yosef says Meachar Advar Me'ela, and now the fourth opinion of Balayla Ahu, it all is based on reading one pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vatichtoiv Esther Amalka Bas Avichai Mordechai Yehudi is called Tokef L'kayim Es Igeres Hapurim Hazayis Hashenis." They wrote all of the Tokef. What's the Tokef? Man Damer Kula Tokfo Shalach Hashverish. Now the word Tokef, the best way to translate it is the essential parts. So what are the essential parts? Man Damer Kula Tokfo Shalach Hashverish. It refers to the entire essential parts of Achashverish and the entire, maybe even a slightly different translation, the period. The entire period of Achashverosh, Umandam Mishudi Tokfo Shel Mordechai, the period of the Megillah that includes Mordechai, Umandam Mechar Dvar Melo Tokfo Shel Haman, Umandam Belayla Hu Tokfo Shel Neis. So, which period are we discussing? That's going to be reflected in these four opinions. Tokfo Shel Achashverosh says the whole thing. Ish Yehudi reflects Mordechai's period in the Megillah. Achar Dvar Melo reflects Haman's period appearance in the Megillah. Belayla Hu is the time in which the miracle begins. All before that is the setup of the plot. Ravuna Amar Mehacha. Ravuna says the source of their machlokus comes from another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Alkein karu leyam ma'elafurim al shem apur alkein kara alkein al kol divrei igeres azayis uma ra'u al kocha uma higia aleihem." Manda Merkula, the one who says kula ma'ra achashver shishtamish bekelim shel beis hamigdash. When the words say umara u'alkacha, what is that referring to? So umara u'alkacha, what did he see on the kacha? What's that? That's referring to the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Mishum dechashiv shivim shnin. What Achashverosh saw on this? On this was the kalim that Achashverosh did a calculation of 70 years. That there'll be 70 years of Golus Bavel, Velo Ifrik. And then the Jews are supposed to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, but they weren't redeemed. Umai Gia Aleihem. And what happened from that story, Umaro Al Kocha, means what did they see for it? And then what was the result? Tekatol Vashi, of course, the story of the party that Achashverosh makes, which according to this Medrash is referring to the 70 years that the Jews were not redeemed, Vashi ultimately was killed. So therefore, Ma'ro Akacha already requires to begin from the beginning of the Megillah, Vahibi Me'achashverosh. Man Damar Mish Yehudi, he understood this pasuk, a very vague pasuk again. Ma'ro Akacha Ma'agia Aleihem. They call them Purim of the things that they saw and the results. What exactly are they referring to? So Ma'ro means Mordechai, the Ikni Bahaman. Mordechai who produced Haman's jealousy. Haman was extremely jealous that Mordechai didn't bow down to him. Al-Kacha, what does that refer to? Deshav v'nafshe Avodah Zarah, that Haman thereby made himself an Avodah Zarah as a way of forcing Mordechai to kneel with him along with everybody else. Umai Gia Lehem, and what happened is Rachish Nisa, that a naze happened where Mordechai was saved, and ultimately Haman keels in front of him. What about the other opinion? The opinion that says that you start from the story where Achashverosh raised up Haman. Ma ra'a Haman sh'niskani b'chol Yehudim. The question ma ra'a is, what did Haman see that made him so jealous and angry at the Jews? Al kacha. It's due to this. Mishum Mordechai lo yichrev v'la yishtachva. Uma gialeim. And what's the reference? Masha gialeim. That's what happened to Haman and his family. V'talu oisev esbon of alo eitz. Period. Uman d'amr mi balayla hu, that the king couldn't sleep. What is the word of ma ra'a that we say? Divrei Agaris Hazos u'ma'ra'u al-kacha. So ma'ra'u achashverosh lahavi yasefer zichronos. It's referring to asking for the sefer that recorded all the good things that were done for him, and Mordechai had saved him. Al-kacha diziminte Esther lahaman behedya, that Esther, right after that, had invited or had arranged for Haman to come for the meal. U'ma'gialeim. And what happened is Rachish Nisa, that there was a miracle. Now it's a little bit unclear exactly here is the nace. The nace in Pashup Shat is that Mordechai had saved Achashverosh, and that fact that he had saved Achashverosh, which was something that happened al derech hatava, that it became revealed to Achashverosh at that time. So that's called a nace, because sometimes even something that's b'derech hateva is also a nace. Amar Bichel ba'amar of Chama bar Gurya Amar Rav. Halacha k'divrei Amar Kula. We paskin that you need to hear the whole Megillah, says Rav Chelbia. V'afil man d'amar mi'ish Yehudi, and even the man d'amar who says that you could start from Ish Yehudi, tzrich yishtei k'suva kula. Even if you don't read all of it, you need to have a Megillah that contains all of it. The Gemara continues five lines from the bottom. The Gemara points out a fascinating paradox, which the Achronim discuss. Briskarov was ma'arich about this. That on the one hand, the Megillah is called a Sefer, on the other hand, it's called an Igeris. Nikra Sefer, it's called a Sefer Shim Tafra Bechute Pishtim Psula, that needs to be tied with the sinews of an animal, it can't be tied with flax like a Sefer Teirav, Nikra Igeris. And it's called the Igeris for the following leniency. Shim Hitel Ba Shlosh Chute Gidin Kshera. That if you have three threads of the sinews of the animal, but it's not entirely held together by an animal like a Sefer Torah, where it has to be tied together with entirely of Gidin, it's still going to be kosher. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, is one caveat, Uvachiu Mishulashim. The area of the Tfir of the Gidin needs to be divided into three even parts throughout the Megillah. In other words, that there has to be an equal spacing through each part of the Megillah, where there are three areas in equidistance from each other that are tying up the Megillah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. If you read the Megillah that is in a scroll that includes other ksuvim, one is not yotze. Amar Rava. Rava said, Lo amaran el de mitzra umiyasra purta. Only if the Megillah is not larger or smaller than the rest of the Svarim, and thereby explains Rashi, it does not look like an Igeris. Rashi says that part of the pure Samanes is that should appear as Igeris. Avlo mechasro miyasra porsa less lumba. But if it's a little bit less or a little bit more, in other words, a little larger or smaller, then it'll clearly look as an Igeris. Mark continues the bottom line, Yutes, Amad Aleph, Levi, Bar Shmuel, Avet, Kari, Kamei, Rav Yehuda. Levi was reading the Shmuel in front of, Rav Yehuda, the Megillah, Haksuva, Bein Haksuvim. In other words, like we described before, the Megillah is amongst a bunch of other Svarim of Ksuvim. For example, it's with the Chamesh Megillah Savecha. Amar Lei, he said to Mari, Amar Akar Megillah Ksuvim Ksuvim Lo Yotza, that one does not fulfill the obligation. The Gemara says three lines on the top of the New Testament days. Amar Bechia Baraba, Amar Bechia Hakar B'Megillah Ksuvim Ksuvim Lo Yotza. One would not be Yotza, as we had learned before. Umachula Amocha. Then when he said this, he hit himself on his head. In other words, that he realized that there was something that he had not clarified. Bitzibur shanu, that we're only talking about when he reads it, Begila haksuv bein haksuvim, bitzibur, then one would not be yotze. Maybe the pshat is that we just mentioned before that this whole halacha of igeres is that igeres is a greater pirsum hanes. And it could very well be that if it's not bitzibur, then anyhow you're not being mekayim the pirsum hanes shabo. There are achronim that discuss that it could very well be that there are times that you're becoming the pirsam hanes, that there's tzvei dinim in mikra megillah. One halacha mikra megillah of pirsam hanes, and the other the actual mitzvah of kriya. Some try to explain this is the shita of the Bahag, who says that the halacha is that women have a mitzvah of shmias megillah as persume nisa. I believe the Marcheshes develops this approach, in contrast to the mitzvah of kriya that men have, and therefore the mitzvah of igeres is a halacha in persume nisa, which according to the Zachronim in the Bahag, that's connected to the Shemiyah. V'amr b'chia barab v'amr b'yochanan, shiur ha-tefer halacha l'moshe misina. That which you leave over, that you don't tie with the chutim, every single part of the parchment with a stitch, but you leave a little bit of space. That is halacha Moshe saying. Machla amocha, and again he banged on his head and he realized v'lo amru elikadei shlo yikare. No. It was that if you tie it too tight, then that will cause the Sefer Torah to rip. So you give a little bit of slack in order that it should not rip. V'amru b'chia barab amru yochanan emali nishtair bin ma'ara she'amad b'meisha v'eliyo kemali nekav mi machat sedakis lo yichon lamod b'pnei ha'ora. If there was not a crack by the cave that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself both to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Eliyahu, that the Pasuk says, V'haya bavor kvodi v'samticha minikras hatsur, and I will place my honor at the edge of the rock, where they were, if there was a slit that was as large as a machat, lo yuchon lamo v'pnei ha'ora, then the light that penetrated in front of that cave, that would have destroyed Moshe and Eliyahu. They wouldn't be able to stand in front of Kshinemar, and that's what the Pasuk means, Kilo Yurani Hodam Vachai. Another teacher, Rabbi Chia Barabba, Vam Rabbi Chia Barabba, Rabbi Yochanan, Maidich Siv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says Va'aleim kechol advar masher diber Hashem imachem bahar? All the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said were written on the Aseres HaDibros is described in Varim test. Malamit Sher HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Dikduke Torah V'Dikduke Seferim. That Moshe Rabbeinu was taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the Dikdukim of Torah and the Dikdukim of the Seferim. Those referred to the Rabbanan. U'Masha HaSeferim HaSinu L'Chadesh. And not only what they're diukim, but what they were going to introduce that was new. U'mayniu Mikra Megillah. And this is a reference to Mikra Megillah. Rashi says, Dikduke Torah are the Dikdukim that we make from the Torah, that things are repetitious, a ribui, the esim, etc. Dikduke Sofrim are the Dikdukim of the Achronim, the Lashon HaMishnah. According to Rashi's explanation, Achronim are probably the Amoraim. And we keep that tradition, the Achronei Achronim are Medayik in the Achronim, and the Achronim were Medayik in the Rishonim. And then, of course, Mikra Megillah. So all of that, the Pasuk says, Kechol hadvar masher dibra Hashem imachem bahar. Kechol being a marbe. But not only did he give him the Aseres HaDibros and the Mikra itself, but he gave him kol. He transmitted to him Dikduke Torah, the Dikduke Sofrim. As well as Masha Sofrim Asin L'Chadish. We have a new Mishnah on Yutasam Beis HaKol Ksherim Likrois Es HaMegillah. Everybody can read the Megillah Chutz Micher Rishot V'Katan. Except a deaf person, a fool. The Mishnah Megillah tells us five definitions. Gemara, excuse me, Ganim of Beis, Amalaf going to Beis and Beis Megillah tells us the five definitions of a fool. For example, the Gemara says, Ma'abe Mashinosin Lo, he destroys what's given to him. Another example is Halom Beis HaKvaro, someone sleeps in Beis HaKvaro. It's a discussion in the Poskim. Whether today someone with a low IQ falls in the category of Shota, Zalman Nechemia Goldberg and others, based on previous Achronim, argue that that would not be a Shota Bizman Hazeh. We have a shir about this in regards to the halachos of developmentally disabled. And a katan, that's also possible for a Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan is going to be acceptable. Man Tana, who is the Tana that says Charish? Cheresh Dieved Namilo, that someone who is deaf, the Tanakhama says, cannot take part of Mikra Megillah. By the way, of course, deaf is, as Gemara and Gittin describes, someone who is an Eino Shamea Ve'eino Medaber. Amar Masna Rabbi Yosi, it's for Rabbi Yosi, the Sat. We learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Brachis Anaf Tezayin, someone reads Shema and his ears don't hear it, he's still Yotze. Rabbi Yosi Amar lo Yotze. He's not Yotze. Disagrees. How do we know that this follows Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi saying that you have to hear Kriya Shema, and Memela you have to hear Mikra Megillah. And argues the Gemara, how do you know it's following Rabbi Yosi? Dieven Nami lo Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's following Rabbi Yehuda who says that you are Yotze if you don't hear the Kriya Shema with your ears. But l'chatchila it should not be done. Hadieved Shapir. But b'dieved it would be acceptable to hear Mikra Megillah from a cheresh who's ringing. L'chatchila you shouldn't, but b'dieved would be acceptable. Just like by Kriya Shema. L'chatchila, of course, you're supposed to be mashmiyin ozah, but Tanakh says b'dieved you yotze. Says the Gemara, no, it's still following Rabbi Yosi. Lo salkadach d'chtani cheresh dum yidu shayit v'katan. Cheresh just like shayit v'katan. Ma shayit v'katan d'yeved nami lo. Just like it comes to both a shot and a katan. That b'dieved, it's not acceptable. Af cheresh d'yeved nami lo. So too, when it comes to cheresh b'dieved, it's not acceptable. The fact that our Mishnah puts into the same category seems to indicate that a cheresh is mufka, just like a shayta v'katan. Ask Gemara, how do you know they're all together? V'dilma ha'kadisa ha'kadisa. Maybe they're two different halachic categories, and they're not supposed to be run together. Says the Gemara, midiktani seif Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the seif and he says that katan is kosher, michlal deresha lav Rabbi Yehuda. A totally different reason, because the seif follows Rabbi Yehuda, which is mashma that our ratio of our Mishnah is not following Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we assume it's following Rabbi Yosi. Asks the Gemara, V'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda? No, why don't we say that it is following Rabbi Yehuda? Let's stop right there. Let's not even try to be masber the next line, because most Rishonim, including Rashi, take out this line. So let us be gores, as Rashi says, starting with V'dilma, say V'dilma Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, essentially in the Vilna Shas, skipping two lines to the next Vidilma. Vidilma, and according to Rashi, we take out the word Kula. Vidilma Rabbi Yehudi. Let us say that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. Utre Gavni Katan Ktanila. Vichisuri Mechsra. Maybe the Mishnah reads in a way that the Tanakhama is also Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda is describing two different types of ketanim. The Reish is describing Chereshot of a katan that's possible, and that type of katan is possible. The Chisur and Mechzor of a Hachitani. Hakol Ksheir and Likros as HaMegillah, Chutz Mechereshot of a katan. Chereshot of a katan are possible. But Medvar Mamurim, when did we say that a katan is possible? The katan Sheigalo Yigia Lechinuch, the katan has not reached Chinuch. Aval the katan Sheigia Lechinuch, Afil Lechat Chila, Shreb Yehuda Machshir be katan. Why don't we learn? The Mishnah is entirely following Reb Yehuda. Analyzes the Gemara. Okay, so that's what you want to suggest. That the Mishnah should be said with a chesura mechsura. In other words, there are two categories in our Mishnah. Chereshot v'katan are possible, but the katan is only a katan shelo yigia l'chinuch. A katan that's reached the gil of chinuch, the halacha would be that he'd be kosher because Rabbi Yehuda is machshir v'katan. Says the Gemara, b'mayu kimtik Rabbi Yehuda udi eved. So now you're going to learn our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who, when it comes to Kriya Shema, says that you yotzei b'di'eved if you lay in Kriya Shema and your ears don't hear it. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking l'chatchila, a chereshot v'katan cannot read. Eloha detani. But what about this that we learned? Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, cheresh ha-medabre ve'ena shomea, toreim l'chatchila. That we learned that a cheresh who cannot speak and cannot hear is allowed to take off truma lichatchila.